Muslim leaders are easing the anxiety of their communities today, communities that were the target of Donald Trump attacks all through his campaign. Earlier this afternoon, a number of national Muslim organizations held a press conference in Washington, D.C., led by CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Here's CARE's National Executive Director, Nihad Awad.
To those in the American Muslim community who are fearful of the future, know that America is your home and the home for your children. This is your future. You are not going anywhere. Rest assured that CARE is here for you, your family, and your children.
CARE's Bay Area Executive Director is Zahra Bilu. KALW's Hannah Baba talked with her today about what they're hearing and doing here in the Bay.
What were you thinking about this morning?
This morning I was thinking about whether or not this is all real. And I was thinking about the people that are dealing with the news in different ways. We've heard from people who are on the verge of a nervous breakdown, people who are afraid, and people who are looking for direction about what should we do now.
In the previous weeks or months, has CARE been getting any calls, complaints in terms of voter intimidation, fears, or what to do about what, or just safety concerns?
So for the past 18 months, it's really been nonstop around safety concerns. More mosques have been attacked than previously. More individuals are reporting instances of hate crimes and hate incidents. And so the environment has been one of concern, fear, safety. People are now tired. I think many were hoping to maybe get some rest on November 9th. And instead, they are reminded that it's going to take a lot of work and more time to undo the damage that's been done.
So if we think about what Trump has said about Muslims, the Muslim community, what he would do to the Muslim community, his policies towards Muslims coming into the country, all of that rhetoric, what are you telling people now who are afraid that they might be, rounded up, if they leave the country not being able to come back? How much of this are you hearing about and talking about?
We've been hearing about what would happen if Trump wins for many months now. People have been asking, what are the organizations doing to prepare? What's the safety plan? And so for a long time now, we've been training community members on safety, how to protect themselves. But we've also been doing civil rights work. Trump alone won't break and tear up the Constitution. It will take more than him, but it will also be that we stop him. And so we have dozens of lawyers within the CARE organization, but also at partner organizations across the country that are literally standing by and saying, if you experience hate or discrimination or law enforcement harassment, call us. We want to make sure to help you. We will not tolerate any violation of the Constitution by Trump supporters or Trump.
But how do you feel today, like personally, other than what you're hearing from folks? You're a Muslim woman, you wear the headscarf. Yeah. What are you thinking, feeling?
Donald Trump is bad for my identity in so many ways. I'm a woman, I am a person of color, I'm the daughter of immigrants, I am a Muslim, and I am a civil rights advocate. Sounds like a lot of things that he hates. And honestly, I keep thinking that I'm watching an episode of Scandal or Madam Secretary or something not real. And yet this is where we are. And so I'm committed to continuing to do this work. I'm back in the office today. I'm talking to students. I'm working with clients. I'm working with the media. We have our work cut out for us.
Are you disappointed in America?
In the work that I do, I am nearly daily hearing about unarmed Black men and women who are killed by police. Families that are fearful of immigration raids, Muslim children who are being bullied, and the list goes on. I'm not surprised, I am disappointed. And yet this is consistent with so much of what we know and see happening.
You talked about the bullying. CARE has a has guidelines for bullying in schools. Any plan to update that, revamp that, just draw people's attention to it?
What's going to be most important for families right now is to ensure that they're talking to qualified mental health professionals about how best to talk to their children and help them cope. And then to talk to attorneys like the ones we have at CARE about knowing their rights, about making sure that school administrators are being supportive. And so in that regard, we will be doing more and more outreach on a number of civil rights issues, school bullying, law enforcement, harassment, employment discrimination, because our concern is that this victory for Trump will embolden people who might have otherwise at least been polite with their bigotry.
And so CARE and other Islamic organizations sound prepared for this, as we heard in the press conference earlier today. What is next? What is your what should we be looking at? What is your eye on?
Today and tomorrow, what I'm most concerned about is really just how people are dealing. Are they okay? Do they need space? Do they need time with family? Do they need to unplug? It is a lot to process. We aren't surprised. We are disappointed. And it's really heavy news. Moving forward, we're going to urge people to continue the conversations with their neighbors, to meet with interfaith partners, to really reach out to people who might also be targeted. And then again, people we disagree with. There is a lot of divisiveness that needs to be repaired and healed.
After today, are you fearful at all for yourself, for your family?
Maybe this is one of the blessings of having lived in the Bay Area for a decade and being a California native. I am not afraid for myself or my family. I am worried about how people will react to this news, what kinds of policies will be enacted, and what's to come. But for me, that translates to a productive anger, one that I will put to work to protect as many people as I can.